The new additions to the list are Chewpig, Middle Tanana, Lower Tanana, and Weddell. Middle and Lower Tanana were previously classified as just one language. Juneau Representative Andy Story sponsored the bill. She's a Democrat and is running uncontested for re-election this year. She says it's a significant win for all residents in the state.
I just think it enriches all of us, Native and non-Native, to know about our language and the culture and embrace it.
The law expands and renames a council that advocates for the survival and revitalization of Indigenous languages in the state. Previously called the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council, it's now called the Council for Alaska Native Language. The majority of the state's Indigenous languages are critically endangered. And in a report released this spring, the council stated that Alaska Native languages are at a crucial juncture. The chairman of the council, Hune Lance Twitchell, strongly advocated in favor of the bill in testimony earlier this year. Twitchell teaches Alaska Native languages at the University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau.
Every single Alaska Native language is sacred and irreplaceable. It contains concepts that cannot be translated. It contains things that cannot be replaced and that give a sense of fulfillment and wholeness and health to Alaska Natives and to non-Natives in Alaska.
Two seats will be added to the council, and it will be moved from the Department of Commerce to the Department of Education and Early Development to better reflect the council's focus on education. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.